There's a war we can't ignore.
Hey, what's up? This is Josh from JusticeGeeks.com, and you've stumbled upon episode 139 of the Justice Geeks podcast. It's almost time to start saying happy holidays to you. I'm looking forward to that. It's coming up real soon. This episode, episode 139, will get you into the Thanksgiving holidays. Episode 140 will be our Black Friday edition, and that's coming next week. So look forward to that. Before we get going, you can always check out all of our stuff over at JusticeGeeks.com. Like us on Facebook, Facebook.com/JusticeGeeks, and Twitter at JusticeGeeks. Here with me today for episode 139 of the Justice Geeks podcast is one James Stratton.
Hello.
And one Logan Barnes.
Hey, guys.
And one Matholomew Wood.
I missed you.
I know.
I missed all of you. It's been...
It seems like it's been a while.
It's
all
been
right?
a while since we've.
It's
since
been a
we've
while. Been. You know why? Because you've been in cryo sleep, and I've been hanging out on the moon in my truck,
and I am now a robot.
And Logan's God, a robot.
So many things happen. They grow up so fast.
They do. They grow up so fast. They do grow up so fast. All right, we're going to get right into episode 139 with this week's Tweet the Geeks question of the week, and you guys were really awesome for our Tweet the Geeks question of the week this week. So I'm going to ask you guys first, and then we'll move on to Facebook and Twitter, where well over 50 of you responded this week. So thank you so much for your comments, and we look forward to them. So our Tweet the Geeks question of the week is this. What geeky thing are you most thankful for, Logan Barnes?
Video games. I love video games.
The video games.
I'm glad they exist.
Me too. I'm glad that you like video games. You can check out Logan's video game reviews over at JusticeGeeks.com. His most recent review was Assassin's Creed Unity.
I'm not thankful that that exists.
Well, we won't tell you the score that he gave it. Go check it out over on the website. But it is appalling. I will say that. So, video games. Matt, what about you? What are you thankful for? What geeky thing are you thankful for?
Geeky thing? Wireless technology.
Amen, brother.
For one.
Yeah, that's a good one.
I was playing the DS with the kid the other day. Across the room. Good stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. James, what about you?
That's just one of the many.
Oh, yeah. What about you?
Movies. They are
like what kind of movies?
They're my lifeblood.
Literally.
Literally.
It's like your sandwiches.
And in a non-geeky news, you know, or non-geeky thing, I'm thankful for you, Josh.
Thanks.
Did you know my wife, she had some problems for the past week, you were texting me just about every day asking me how she was doing. I appreciated that.
No problem, man. Good deal. Not good deal that your wife was sick and
she's
in the hospital.
She's out of the hospital now, so we're good.
Happy Thanksgiving. Yeah. For me, I'm going to say cell phone technology. You guys all remember those like Humongo Bricks Nokias?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Logan still has one.
We actually found a bag phone when we were cleaning out my dad's shed the other day.
I dated a girl. We dated for an incredibly long time, but she's the first person that I knew that had a cell phone, and she had a car back phone. It was incredible. Like, it was the coolest thing I had ever seen. I was like, this is awesome.
I remember those.
Oh, this is so awesome. So, you know, like I sometimes miss the days of like playing Snake and all that other stuff. And those are the days.
I give Snake a 10 out of 10.
Snake is a 10 out of 10.
Snake,
for sure.
It's playable by everyone.
What made that game so addicting?
It was the only one available on a cell phone.
I don't think that's it. I think it really had something special.
Simplicity.
It was simplicity. Yeah.
It was easy to learn and difficult to master.
I think it was partly the idea, too, that like, oh my gosh, I'm playing this on my cell phone.
Yeah, right. I'm not making a call right now. Yeah. But I'm using my phone.
It was a good game, you know.
They can't recreate it.
They've tried.
If you have Snake on the iPhone, it's just not the same.
I'm not playing that on anything.
You got to have the buttons.
You got to have buttons.
You can't do it with a swipe or a touch screen. You got to have buttons.
You got to learn the delay, the key delay.
Yes, the key delay. That's very true. All right, so as I said, well over 50 of you responded to our Justice Geeks Tweet the Geeks question of the week, which you can do every single week over at JusticeGeeks.com. And we'll just start, go through them all, make some comments if we need to, and go on from there. Our first answer is from Pam Yarbrough. And she says, my sons and my artwork growing. That's a horrible thing to be doing there, Logan Barnes.
Who is Pam Yarbrough?
Who is Pam Yarbrough?
Tell us, please. Who is she?
She's my mom.
Okay, well, okay.
I love your mom, Logan.
Your mom sounds great.
She's amazing.
Shout out to
you
Logan's
mom.
You guys
are totally getting a cake for this, probably.
Great. Well, what about the artwork? What does she do with art?
She actually
does... I love chocolate.
He's placing an order
placing an order. Yeah.
She does pencil portraits for people. Like she'll take a photograph that they send her and, you know, draw it.
We should have her do one of us.
Oh, that's awesome.
We should commission her to do one of us.
That would be awesome.
Hey, can I get your mom's phone number?
That's kind of creepy.
Yeah, what is the meaning behind that?
Yeah, we're going to move on. Samantha Nicole.
Place an order for a sketch.
Yeah, you have to leave your clothes on. Our next answer is from
me like one of your French girls,
Samantha Nicole Sims, who said, "My son, my sanity remaining throughout nursing school and wine. Very thankful for wine."
I agree with that completely.
Yeah, me too. That's
I'm not much of a wine drinker, but I do appreciate its greatness.
It is. It's pretty good.
It's something to be thankful for.
A lot of the ladies are thankful for wine, so that's...
Yeah.
I'm thankful that they're thankful for wine.
They love it.
So, all right. Let's see here. The page has to load. There are so many of these. Let's go to Twitter real quick. Those were on Facebook. We're going to go to Twitter and then go back to Facebook. Like I said before, of facebook.com/JustUsGeeks and at JustUsGeeks on Twitter. You can always find us over there and respond there as well as JustUsGeeks.com. On Twitter, our friend and sometimes co-host Jamie Hanna said, "I'm thankful every day for my DVR." Think about that. Think about your DVR. That's a very common answer in these answers, by the way. So that's cool. It has
changed television. Like you don't.
I'm the program director, not somebody in New York.
You're in complete control. Like
it's
you don't.
Me.
You're not a slave to the television.
Our friend Fallon Yates, she said the X-Kit guy. Now, she included an extension, a link. I don't really know what this is. It's a kit designed to make Tumblr more useful for all of you Tumblr files out there. So
Tumblr has a purpose?
I don't know what Tumblr is.
Social justice warrior.
Yeah, there it is. There's the purpose, I think.
I'm behind.
I don't do it.
Our friend Corey Hanna said, "My iPad or iPhone? The iPad has been handy for the renewed obsession with comic books that I've had this year." Good answer. Mm-hmm. Back over to Facebook. Kelly DB said, "Netflix." Boom. I agree. Yeah. Netflix, right? I mean, Netflix is... I don't know what I would do without Netflix.
I like the Netflix.
I really don't know what I would do without Netflix, and maybe that's just me being a little...
It's a great deal. It's $8. What is it still $8?
Yeah. It's like $7.99.
It's still $8.
It is super
$8
cheap.
$8 a month for a seemingly unlimited
of shows.
Billion movies. Hours worth of content.
I wonder if people still do the DVD, like you get the DVD in the mail.
I don't know anybody that still does it.
Did they kill that?
When they raised the prices by 60-something percent.
That definitely killed
everybody.
It,
like, dropped
they were
DVD.
Like, if you want to keep streaming, that's fine. That price is okay, but if you're going to keep getting DVDs...
Well, see, I had get two DVDs and streaming, and it was like $8.
Yeah.
And then they said, "Oh, it's going to cost you $15." I was like, nope.
Yeah. Our friend Eric Plunk said, "I'm most thankful for the Street Pass feature on my 3DS, through which I've connected with friends and strangers alike. I also first discovered JustUsGeeks.com via Street Pass from one Brandon Smith." So there you go.
Street Pass is awesome.
Yeah. I'm definitely changing my Street Pass to JustUsGeeks.com.
And you definitely should.
I do too. I've been waiting to go to like a
convention?
A convention or something. Ooh. to take my...
We'll talk about that very, very soon.
Because I'm a new 3DS owner. I haven't really gotten bombarded with Street Passes yet.
Yeah, well,
I get like a few in town.
Yeah.
But
speaking of founders of JustUsGeeks.com, Marty Estes said board games. Gotta love some board games. Justin Thomas said Marvel Unlimited. It's a very good answer. Lisa Kretzer, sorry I screwed your name up, said, "It's a toss-up between my iPhone and my new Alienware laptop."
Ooh. I'd go with the laptop.
We're all incredibly jealous of your laptop. Our good friend Dan Marsh said, "DVR completely changed television and allowed for the golden age. I can't imagine having to choose between Dexter, The Walking Dead, and Boardwalk Empire, which I would have had to do."
All those are over except for
I know,
Walking
but
Dead.
At one point in time, they all ran at the exact same time slot.
Oh, yeah, ooh. That's true.
Yeah.
TV wars.
Yeah, thank God for DVR. Jennifer Rogers says, iStudio Publisher app on MacBook, graphic design for the very cheap. Or for cheap graphic design, you can look me up. My Twitter is at Josh Steen. Let me throw a little promo in there for you.
Shameless plug.
Yeah, shameless plug for myself. It is the holidays, after all.
Shame.
Big Dan's sister and our good friend Amanda Marsh, who will be joining us in the United States very, very soon.
Yeah, it's that time of year again.
No, for good.
Wait, what?
For good.
Where is she?
India with her husband and son. But yes, we love you, Amanda. Amanda. Yeah, coming here.
They're coming. They're going. Yay.
We're breaking the news to everybody forever. On the podcast.
I didn't know.
You heard
this.
It here first.
I love Amanda.
Yeah.
She was one of my best good friends.
Yeah. So that's happening in like a week or so.
Awesome.
Nice. Yeah. Our friend Megan Wirtz said, my smartphone and DVR. I love TV.
People love DVR.
Well, people love TV now because there's so many good things on.
It's better than movies in a lot of cases.
See, I don't know. Like, I have such a strong conviction about going to the theater and watching a movie.
Oh, no, don't get me wrong.
There's so much more you can do with a show than you can with a movie.
I love the environment and going to a theater and that experience of being able to, like, you know, with Interstellar, you know, be feeling the audio and having the giant picture, but you can get so much more of a story told in a 1 hour, you know, show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, here's a good time for me to interject and say that everything I said that was stupid and wrong about Gotham, I was stupid and wrong, and it's really come around.
Is it?
Yeah. I haven't started it yet. I was just kind of waiting to hang, two hang episodes on. Behind.
It's one more episode to the fall finale, and I'm really happy with where it's going. Don't you shake your head at me, Logan Barnes. My sister-in-law in one fail state member Stephanie Flake said, I just can't remember how we functioned without a smartphone.
Back.
Hey, buddy, it was your jam of the week last week.
I don't, take it back.
I'm not giving you any flack.
Not jamming this week.
I can give her flack.
Been done.
I can give her flack because I'm related to her.
And as long as we don't lose any more games, we can still make the playoffs.
Yes. You can. You'll get there. Our friend Rebecca Fisher said, AirPlay. Think about that. Do you guys, like, I know you don't have an Apple phone.
I don't.
Do you, James, you use AirPlay a lot?
Never once.
I do. When
what is AirPlay?
I don't know what it is.
AirPlay is the feature that allows you to connect like to a Mac or to an Apple TV. Like when I'm here at the house, I'll turn on my Spotify and AirPlay over Wi-Fi what I'm listening to my TV. So I have a larger speaker than just what's coming out of my phone. It's really handy with YouTube and stuff like that.
I went to a party and a guy was doing that and it blew my mind. I was like, what are you doing? Now I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, okay, AirPlay, baby. It's great.
He's like, I'm just doing it with
Mac
my phone.
Or
I'm like,
Apple TV.
Phones are so cool.
Our good friend Jada Clark said, I have an unnatural attachment to my Mac. You and me both, sister. Our friend Marty Dickinson, which you can hear on episode 109, A Beginner's Guide to Dungeons & Dragons on the Justice Geeks podcast, said, as someone who is not only geeky, but also partially disabled, I am extremely thankful with streaming video services and tablets, especially Amazon Prime, which has added the option of sizing up the font for closed captioning, and my Kindle Fire HDX for not only allowing me to read novels again, but also having the added options of gaming, social media, and internet browsing all from my bed. Now, I can't do work in the bed. I've tried for a long time, like because I'm so active with JusticeGeeks.com and my regular job and everything else we do. Like, I have set my own time frame for, like, when I'm in the bed, I'm in the bed to watch a movie, or I'm in the bed to decompress and not be doing something. However, yep, if you have the downtime, it's excellent. You know, wireless technology like your tablet and your smartphone has really enabled us to stay more connected and learn more too, which I think is really awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody have a tablet? Logan, you have a tablet?
I do have a tablet.
I've never owned a tablet.
Get one, man. iPads are sweet, man.
I don't know.
Yeah. Oh, what's that? iPad. All from your iPad.
I don't know.
Our friend Melanie Maddox said AOL. I have no idea why she said that. I'll have to ask her about that.
What's that? What's AOL?
America Online.
It could have been her first introduction to the internet, you know? That was a lot of people's.
It started everything.
It wasn't mine. Mine was, what was the net?
Netscape?
Netscape. That was Netscape. My introduction to the internet. Mm.
Do you guys remember the AOL, like coasters? the startup disc that you could get for free?
Yeah, the coasters.
50
yeah.
hours.
I still get those.
You still get them?
No, I'm just kidding.
No, you still get them?
No. I wish I did.
It was like 5 years ago.
I would try to do something with them now.
Was the last time I saw them. I went to a Walmart and some, I don't remember where, but they still had the giant bin of them. It was free. It was at the door. It's like free, take them.
Like they're just handing them out.
I mean, it was a bin.
Do you think,
just take them.
What percentage of the company is still on dial up, I wonder? I mean, I think that's a valid question to ask. I don't know. I mean, I'm just curious. Do you guys know anybody who still uses dial-up?
Yes.
Who?
My mom and dad.
No, they do not. Really?
There's no high-speed option out where they live.
We have a terrible infrastructure in this part of the country. I mean, it is abysmal. There are places with fiber and, like, cable.
There's no uniformity.
Yeah, there's no, like he said, no high-speed internet in some places. No DSL, and that's, like, basic stuff.
The west side of the county has, like, well, the cable provider for the west side of the county isn't even in business anymore. You have to have satellite if you want to watch TV out where my parents live. There's no internet. There's no TV.
We're just so
and
far
it's,
behind.
It's not like it's that far. I mean, Marshtown has it. They're 5 minutes away from Marshtown.
Yeah.
And they just can't get it.
Well,
it depends on what side of the highway you live
on. Well, that's really interesting because, you know, 10 minutes down the road, people are about to get fiber internet, you know, which I think is crazy. I think it's about time, and I guess I could go on like a social tangent, but I really think it's time that the entire country has Wi-Fi available to them.
We have the technology to just make it accessible from anywhere at any time.
Because we have the technology.
We just don't
want to spend the money.
That's a necessity.
That's exactly right.
It is a necessity you know, a lot of schools now, kids are being given laptops. There's one in this house where they have to have an internet connection to do their homework every single night. Mm-hmm. And, you know, in this town, I'm sure there are a lot of kids who have those that don't have an internet connection. I think it's just high time that...
That's what we have the public library for.
No.
I didn't have internet from like 7th grade to 10th grade.
I didn't either, but it was the 90s.
So. I didn't have... like my first experience with high-speed internet was when me and you and Bart lived together. That was the first time I ever had a high-speed internet connection. That was 2008.
Wow. Okay. Cool.
That was a pretty good connection.
I think it's just time that's something that everybody got up off their butts and said, this is something that I feel strongly enough about that everybody in the country we need to do something about this.
But that'll never happen as long as people are making money off of it.
Oh, I know.
It happened with water and electricity, and people are making money off that.
Duly noted. All right. Our friend Kim Huff said, at first I thought this was going to be an easy question to answer, but it's impossible to only list one thing, which is pretty true. Tech is such a big part of our lives here. I have to say Etsy, my MacBook Pro, Photoshop, our Epson 7600 printer, and FAMO.us animation, because these things allow us to live the freelance life. Then I have to say our BenQ theater projector, because it allows us to escape all the work we have to do. Good answer, Kim. Kim does good stuff, too, so you should definitely check her out. Our friend Susan Garwood said, iPad for the kids for air travel, a blessing for kids with autism. Let's see. Our friend Cindy Stockton said, my phone. It's the only tech thing I have, I think. Rebecca Fisher said, GPS. Does anybody still use a GPS? Really?
Absolutely. Yes, GPS is
GPS.
I mean, like an in-your-car GPS.
Oh, no. Use my phone.
Actually, I do, because mine has a speedometer on it, and in the winter, my speedometer gets a little off because of the temperature, so I actually use the GPS as a speedometer.
Well, that's handy. We're going to go back to Twitter real fast. Our friend BJ Keaton said, my jawbone up. I never thought an activity tracker would make me move more, but it really does. Hashtag all the steps. Hashtag Apple Watch. Hashtag it's coming.
Yep.
All right. Our friend Hannah Wilbank said, my Nook is my BFF. Greg Hanks, our good friend from Southern Nerds. I'm actually wearing your t-shirt now, buddy.
I was wondering what that was.
Southernnerds.com. Check it out. Very good friend of ours. Said, my brain in its incessant need to want to learn all the things, which is totally true. And I'm glad I'm wearing the shirt so I can talk about Southern Nerds for a minute. Southernnerds.com is an incredibly awesome place that's focused on education in the South and celebrates all things from our Southern culture. Greg is one of the founders of SoPuCon, the Southern Pop Culture Convention that was first established in Jackson, Mississippi last year. I was the MC. Year two is going to be this summer in June, and for 2 days in Jackson, and we're taking the show on the road in February to Shreveport, Louisiana. Good stuff. Really looking forward to it.
Sweet. What show?
The convention. Going to be awesome.
Oh.
Not the show.
Oh.
But soon. Our friend.
We were going to go somewhere.
We are going to go somewhere.
What's you're going to stay in the basement.
You'll never get out of here. Okay. Our friend Cody McCoy said, ITAS MVP changed my life. I don't know what that is, bud. Please tell me.
What did you say?
Wait, what did you say?
ITAZTE MVP. ITAS MVP. I don't know.
I have no idea what he's talking about.
I still love him anyway.
I know what an iTaste MVP is.
What is that?
That's it's a electronic cigarette. It's a vaporizer.
That's
what my wife uses. It's an iTaste MVP.
Oh. I don't do the reads well. Here I am talking about Southern nerds and education.
What's awesome about the MVP is that it allows you to adjust the voltage and the wattage so you can like maximize how strong you want the taste to be or whatever. It's really cool.
Hmm.
That's actually a thing that's really growing a lot, especially in this area, but another
band in Tupelo.
Yeah, for real. Sarah Sheldon says DVR is a big one for me too. Also apps for babies and kids on smartphone tablets. Lifesaver for long car rides, but I really only use them in emergencies, which makes them work even better, actually, which is true. Our friend Christy Calhoun said, definitely my smartphone and streaming video service. And here's a new one, I Sew Clothing. And several years ago, designers started releasing PDF patterns. It's amazing, and I will never have to see from a paper pattern again. I don't think any of you sew, right?
I've sewn before.
I don't know you would say something
you
like that.
You would.
We love you, Logan.
I think that's awesome.
Our friend Tim Murphy from the I Heard That Was Good podcast, which you can check out every Thursday on iheardthatwasgood.com, said, I'll take the DVR one step further and say Xfinity's X1 platform. The search function is awesome, and I finally have enough room to store all those movies I'll never get around to watching. One day I'll have time for you nonstop.
No comment on Xfinity.
Well, it's Jackson, so it's a little better.
No comment on Xfinity.
Woo!
Use your push to talk button.
Yeah, come on.
It's not working.
Woo!
I'm dying over here. Our friend Shannon Murky said iPad. Yep. Our good friend that you all know, Clay S. Nell, said iPad definitely changed the entire landscape of entertainment and web accessibility with its portability and versatility. I can say it has been a very long time that I have seen Clay S. Nell's that he did not have his iPad if he was not on his bike.
I was going to say, one day I want to see him riding down the streets with his iPad.
We should get him an iPad mount for his bike.
Exactly.
That's it, Clay. We're getting you an iPad mount.
Christmas.
Yeah. Christmas. Oh, Christmas. Amanda Lake said iPhone, any smartphone really, but as I currently use an iPhone, that's the winner. Maybe because of Google Maps and Audible and Facebook. Very true. Number two is Square. Mobile, no contract credit card processing, made a big impact on me as a business owner. Think about that.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that's especially huge in conventions nowadays. No more cash to cons. I mean, it's probably smart if you do, but where, you know, a lot of us are all plastic or now with Apple Pay, not even. Square's huge. Our friend Sid Gardner said GPS, Spotify, really great set of headphones, and Yelp. Yeah, that's true. Christina Smith, wife of one founder, Brandon Smith, said Firefly, by the way, of Netflix and Brandon. So thankful. Kendra Wright said, my iPad with a Tunnel Bear VPN. That's oddly specific. Denise Stromberg said, number one smartphone, number two DVR. I hate watching live TV. I record everything and will wait at least 20 minutes to watch a show so I can skip the commercials. And number three, GPS, or I can never leave the small town I live in. Here's a good time for me to say that Dish, the reason I chose Dish over DirecTV is the Hopper and the Smart Hop feature. I very rarely get to watch a show as it happens unless it's a show that's not in primetime TV. So when I go back and watch primetime TV, I like to be able to skip the commercials. So
yeah, definitely.
There you go.
And the GPS thing, it's It's made it possible for me to travel to places I would.
Me too. I always wonder, like, how the flip would people get around?
I'm not going there.
You can go to the gas station and get this thing called a map.
You can also get this thing called a murder in a lot of parts of the world.
What gas station are you going to?
Yeah, man.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's the one with corpses hung outside.
Yeah. Lots of cars in the parking lot. Katie Hartling said the cloud. Also, Bluetooth in general. I love getting in my car and not having to connect a wire to play music through the speakers. Me too, man. Bluetooth technology is awesome, and I think it's vastly underused.
Bluetooth headsets. Yeah. That's what I'm about.
PlayStation.
Summer Stratton said, I'm going to have to go with my Nook and my Xbox as a close second. My Nook takes me to faraway lands on adventures and away from the SIP, the good old Mississippi. My Xbox allows me to view wonderful shows anytime I want and on many different apps. Then, of course, I have to add games like Trivial Pursuit, Mancala, and chess. Our friend Hannah Stormwalker said, smartphone and Kindle. I heart them both. Our friend Caroline Cooley Gillentine said, smartphones and Macs for the win. Emily, of course, said mine would have to be the smartphones and ebooks. If I got really into it, I could go on forever probably, but my smartphone is my connection to so many people that I care about. 90% of my friends are online, so I got to keep up with that. I love that I can have books with me always. At any point, I can decide to reread a random novel I love, and within minutes, I can have it. Do you guys read a lot with your devices?
I don't read with my devices a lot. I don't like the screen glare gets to me. I'd rather have a book.
I've tried to read things on my phone because I don't have a tablet, but I just can't.
Yeah, you just can't do it.
We established about 4 episodes ago that I can't read.
Yeah. I wasn't talking to you.
Okay, just making sure you're aware.
I'm sorry if I looked at you or anything. Yeah. My bad.
Heard my feelings.
I'm not answering this book question.
What's a book? Denise Stromberg said, I love my Kindle Fire. There's a lot of Kindle Fires been answered in this. I'd say there's more Kindle products than iPads. Interesting.
It's cheaper.
Well, yeah, it doesn't mean it's better. Gail Milligan said, I'm learning how to be geeky, so I'm thankful to my geeky friend, Emily. Okay, Emily's technically been thankful. We used her as a thankfulness. Our friend Grant Martin said, all my Apple things. To elaborate and specify, MacBook Pro, my life is here. It's also my recording studio, game system, word processor, print shop, and general magic creator. iPhone, I can view most things from Exhibit A here, as well as communication with in reference to knowledge of the world from my palm. iPad, see previous, just bigger and easier to interact with. And Apple TV allows me to push media from any of the aforementioned items to any screen in my house or access all sorts of fun movies, TV, videos, pictures as well. That's AirPlay, Matt. That's how
AirPlay.
That's how the AirPlay works.
You play it over the air.
Yeah. Bridget Rankin says iPhone, Kindle, and James's iPad. I can do my skincare consultations in 2 minutes without having to sign in on the computer.
How does she have my iPad?
Not your iPad.
I have two, but I'm pretty sure they're both accounted for.
You thought.
No. Dun, dun, dun.
Gus Bravo said something that is irrelevant. Our friend James Justin said insulin pump, smartphone, and iPad or tablet. Insulin pump?
I'm glad he put that number one.
Yeah.
Like that was like the third or fourth thing.
It's really good that you're taking care of yourself, buddy.
Yeah. Aaron Estes said the DVR. Jinbo said Samsung Galaxy. Perfect phone. Small enough to be a phone, big enough to watch something in a pinch. It's my GPS, pedometer, calendar, to-do list, book reader, internet, etc. All in one. The Galaxy is a pretty good phone. I've had a couple.
I like a Galaxy.
What do you got a 3 or 4?
I've still got a 3. No. Waiting on that upgrade.
Keep waiting.
January.
Then get a good phone.
Yeah.
Melissa Sanders Price said iPhone, and I'm going to second DVR. Our friend Alderman Chip Wood said the internet.
The internet.
Like the whole thing?
The whole thing. The internet as a whole.
I can't believe we had an alderman respond. That's awesome.
We did. Chip loves the internet.
If a lot you don't of businesses know. Could not function without the internet.
It's been so funny. Over the past couple of days at work, we've lost internet connectivity a couple times. And it's just like, what do we do? Like, no internet.
Just shut it down. The internet.
I mean, like, I'm connected to my server, but I could get up and walk to the fax machine and fax stuff. And I'm like, no internet. I don't know what to do. Clay responded, but Mr. Alderman, you know, Al Gore invented that.
Oh,
Chip is a Republican. Our friend Hannah Whittemore said, does caller ID to screen my calls count? I mean, not that I would ever do that. I guess the ability to see who's calling you is a cool thing. Yeah. Because, you know, a few years ago, you couldn't do that.
A few.
Well, I mean, like...
It's like a decade ago.
Really?
More than a decade.
Think about when you first got caller ID.
Like, what is this 800 number? I'm not answering that.
I do not have to talk to
Everybody
you.
Everybody became really suspicious.
Caller ID now could literally just be a little checkbox that pops up that says, you know this person or you don't know this person.
Yeah. I would go for that.
Yeah, I'd go for that too. Our friend, and last but not least, Cindy Middleton said, iPhone. I don't even use mine to its fullest capabilities, but it feels weird to not have it. GPS, Facebook, pedometer, games with friends. That's all very true. Most people are saying phones here. Do you guys think that you could function without your phones?
Yes.
I know you couldn't, but Logan.
Yes, I could function without it.
I know you. Yeah. I know you could, but I really want talking to you because I mean, throw it away. It's gonna get eaten in there.
Yep.
Wow. How are you gonna move and get it with your shackles?
No, I don't know. I gotta come up these
James,
stairs.
Could you really live without your phone?
I would love to live without my phone, but. It's got my work email on it, so I always have to have it on me.
Okay, let me keep your phone for like 3 days, and let's see how nuts you go without your phone.
Oh, I'd be fine. It'd be my boss would go crazy.
We'll get you a beeper.
I'd get fired.
You remember the pagers?
I do.
Matt, could you live without your phone?
It's dangerous to not have your phone, especially if you...
I could not live without my phone.
Yeah. If you go drive somewhere... And you have an accident or you get stranded and you don't have...
I mean, that happened before people had mobile phones, but
now
still.
That you have the capability to...
You don't know how to survive without it.
You don't have to walk 3 miles now. Oh, my gosh.
You can just call somebody.
No, like, I'm so connected. If I'm at work and I get up from my desk and walk back into our shop and realize halfway back there, I don't have my phone, I'll be like, well, be right back and go get it and stick it in my back pocket. It's like... I think it's that always on mentality that we have that we can't quite get rid of. That's just, I don't know. I don't think I could do without mine. So that's just me. Thank you guys so much for responding to us this week on Tweet the Geeks. You can do so every week over at justicegeeks.com, facebook.com/justicegeeks, or on Twitter at justicegeeks. So there you go.
Click, 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 click.
Clickety click 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 click. All right. Well, we're going to pause and take a small break. We're going to roll our featured topic and not featured topic into two and be right back because Tweet the Geeks took so long. But before we do, let me tell you about an awesome opportunity that's going to happen for you very soon on justicegeeks.com. We are in the beginning stages to go into a partnership with lynda.com, lynda.com. It's a really cool website and resource that you'll hear a lot more about on justicegeeks.com very soon. So I'm really excited about that and about some opportunities that you can have to check out some awesome things that you can learn via online video tutorials incredibly soon from justicegeeks.com. Have any of you guys ever used lynda.com?
I have not.
It's really great stuff, actually. It's like basically the website gives you access to over 2,500 high quality online courses, all for like one small monthly payment. You get a free 7-day trial to give it out. It's really cool. So definitely be checking that out soon. All right. We're going to pause, take a break, come back, and we're going to talk about some Thanksgiving and Black Friday. Be right back. You can listen to the Just Us Geeks podcast on Stitcher Radio. Listen to us on your iPhone, Android phone, Kindle Fire, and other devices with Stitcher. Find it free in your app store or at Stitcher.com. When you register, register with the promo code Just Us Geeks. You can also register with Facebook so you can comment about our show right on the app. On demand and on the go, anytime and anywhere, now even without Wi-Fi or a cellular connection, Stitcher Radio, Stitcher.com. It's the Great Pumpkin, Charlie Brown. He's come for you.
That's the Halloween one.
Yeah, and after Halloween comes Thanksgiving. So after Charlie Brown avoided the Great Pumpkin, Wait, the great pumpkin's not bad, is he?
No.
Oh, well, crap.
Well, you blew it, son.
How long has it been since I've seen that? A long time.
Have you seen the trailer for the new Peanuts movie?
I have. It looks awesome, actually. I'm actually really excited.
I saw pictures of it. Looks good.
Yeah, I haven't seen it
yet. Trailer's funny. It actually is humorous.
You know, it's kind of weird to me to imagine the Peanuts folks in like a 3D world, you know, like with rendered graphics like that. But
well, the way they filmed it, it's still got the 2D feel to it. Good. Like it's 3D'd, but 2D look. 2.5D kind of thing. 2.5D.
Cool. All right. What was our featured topic this week? Was Thanksgiving. You know, it's upon us. We're going into the holiday season. I just was curious about some of your favorite Thanksgiving memories or traditions. Logan, why don't you go first? Do you have any favorite Thanksgiving memories or traditions?
My favorite Thanksgiving tradition is probably my aunt. She makes this amazing crock pot, like turkey dressing, that is just the best thing ever. And I wait every year to get a large helping of this stuff.
That good, huh?
Yeah, it's so good.
Can you eat dressing like all holiday season, or is it just one or the other, like Thanksgiving or Christmas?
All holiday season. Oh, yeah, like, man. From Thanksgiving to New Year's Eve, I can eat stuffing.
Awesome. Matt, you have any fun holiday memories or traditions?
Traditions, we usually, you know, it's pretty basic. Have the dinner at my mom's house, and she cooks for everyone. Her and my sister, they cook for everyone, and a lot of kids running around, you know.
Being crazy.
Football.
Foosball.
Yeah. It's pretty basic stuff. I remember a few years ago, not a few years ago, it was a while back. When did the Wii come out? Like 1992?
No, but about 7 years ago.
It was right before Thanksgiving anyway.
Yeah.
And I'd had it and everybody, it was like, we were all playing tennis and bowling and... It was a good time.
Wii bowling. That's a great party game.
It was a good Thanksgiving. Yeah, everybody had a blast. And then
when I learned how to Wii bowl laying down on the couch, I was like, I have arrived. I don't have to get up and do this anymore. It's great. Flick it and roll. Some of my favorite Thanksgiving memories happened at my grandparents' house. My grandmother was just a heck of a good cook. And I can still last year was one of those. It was like, oh man, I really miss my grandmother today. I guess one of my favorite foods on the whole earth is just, it's really super simple. And it's one of my favorites because of her. It's celery with cream cheese and pecans, like stuffed in the celery. Super simple, super easy. And I have no idea why it was like one of those things that I was just like, I have to eat that whole plate of it when I was a kid. But early on, like she would always make me my own. And it was...
Aww. Yeah.
Like your own stash.
Yeah. And many people have tried to do that for me since she passed away a few years ago. And it's just not the same.
It's not the same.
Grandmother had the perfect mix. It was delicious. That woman can make a heck of a good cake as well. Like... 5-layer freaking awesome cakes and pies, man, good stuff.
Logan's mom can make a good cake.
Yes, she can.
The way you guys say that, just,
and it's kind of weird. It's kind of weird.
I think you're just,
I was just talking about the cake.
What kind of cake do you guys want?
Chocolate.
I don't really care.
I've already said chocolate.
Isn't that default? Chocolate.
I'll make sure she listens to this and you'll probably get
or
a cake.
If she wants to do yellow cake and chocolate icing,
or she could do chicken and waffles again, because that was so good last time she did that.
Oh, my gosh, guys.
Oh, chicken and waffles. So good. And, you know, like, really family. I don't have just, like, a super close family, I guess. And I dated a girl for a really long time that had a really large family. I mean, like, Saturday mornings were even a big thing for them. And what are you laughing about?
Nothing. I have my own private thoughts, man.
Okay. Okay.
Stay out of my brain.
No, can't do it. But, you know, for Thanksgiving, my family from my dad's side would all get together. And Thanksgiving and Christmas was really about the only time every year that we saw them, which wasn't a bad thing. But, but you know, I mean, I miss my grandparents' home and them. And the holidays is always a great time for reflection. James, what about you?
It used to be Egg Bowl.
But used to be.
Now, like, they've moved it to Saturdays again.
Is it Saturday or Friday?
Yes. Well, I don't know what it is. It's just CBS picked it up, and so now it's not going to be on Thanksgiving anymore.
Yeah, why don't they do that?
Well, it used to be, and then they
because they moved the Iron Bowl, too.
Yeah, it used to be on Thanksgiving. The whole time I was growing up, it was Thanksgiving. Then it seemed like a couple of years ago, they moved it to Saturday.
Which was dumb.
And then last year, they moved it back to Thanksgiving. I was like, oh, we've returned. And then this year, CBS, like, we're going to broadcast it. It's not going to be on Thanksgiving.
You know why? Because everybody's going to be shopping.
No, everybody's going to be watching professional football on Thanksgiving.
But growing up, we would go up to my grandparents' house on my mom's side in Paris, Tennessee, and spend the weekend. And we would do Thanksgiving and Christmas together because that's when my mom's side of the family, the whole family would get together at that house. And we would do Thanksgiving / Christmas. So it was nice getting gifts early.
Nice. That was a great way to kick off the holiday season.
Yes, it was.
Did you guys ever watch the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade?
Once, and I'm bored out of my mind.
I used to watch it a lot when I was a kid, and a couple of years ago, I was like, man, these kids are going to wake up and watch the Thanksgiving Day Parade. I was like, huh, this isn't quite as great as I remembered it being.
I watched it the year they premiered Pikachu, and that was it.
You and your Pokemans. Killing me.
I'm not getting Alpha, Sapphire, and Omega Ruby, though.
Yeah, whatever.
But you got to catch them all.
Why aren't you getting them?
They just don't appeal to me. They didn't really add anything to X and Y. Yeah. So.
All right. We want to hear from you over at justicegeeks.com. What are some great Thanksgiving memories that you got in traditions? Let us know over there or at Twitter at justicegeeks, and we'll talk with you there. Let's just move right on. Woo! Into our...
Wow.
Into our other segment really quickly. While episode 139 is just... What? We didn't name this one.
Quick, Logan, name it.
I already named Fun on a Bun, you guys.
Yeah. I named Space Cowboys.
I also named Full Bars.
You did name Full Bars. Knocked that out of the park.
Something to do with Logan's mom.
Logan's mom makes cakes. Episode 139. Yeah,
Logan's mom makes
or,
cakes.
Or tryptophan. Or
no, because that would imply episode, it puts you to sleep.
Episode 139, the after dinner nap. Or cranberry sauce.
Pre-game.
The pre-game. I don't know. We'll come up with something.
Great song choice, by the way.
Well, it's excellent for Black Friday, because Black Friday and Rebecca Black make you want to kill yourself. So, Matt.
It's terrible.
Matt is a former big box retail employee. I have asked you to do some digging because the folks who listen to episode 139 still have an opportunity to game plan for Black Friday. Now, episode 140 is going to be our Black Friday edition of the podcast. So next week you'll hear all about that. And maybe we'll go Black Friday shopping or something. I don't know. But what are some... No, not going to happen. What are some Black Friday things that you have found that people should be interested in?
Black Friday things? Well, Amazon, if you're...
Are they doing Black Fridays or just Cyber Monday?
If you shop online, it's like an entire week of just deals.
Holy crap. Every
10 minutes. And it's there was no way like to keep track of it all. You just have to.
That's pretty cool.
You got to be there.
If you've got the app, I think you can set notifications.
Ooh, for if certain items go on sale.
Yeah. I think they've got something. I vaguely remember that last year.
That's a great idea. And they do Black Friday as well. I thought they just did Cyber Monday.
This is big.
No, they do it for a whole week.
Oh, yeah. Well, now companies are doing Thanksgiving Day sales, which is saddening to me. They should have gone into Saturday, not back into Thursday.
Well, I'll tell you, a couple years ago, I actually went Black Friday shopping for the first time and picked up an Xbox 360. That was pretty good.
Can I tell my Black Friday story?
Next week on episode 140 of the Justice Geeks podcast.
Okay, yeah.
Coming soon.
That was because I got a sweet deal online that I found about it. And Walmart, I think they're honoring, like, if you get there and they only have, like, two, they can give you a coupon that's good through X amount of time, and you can pick it up in the store when they have one.
Yeah, they're guaranteeing like for like what 4 hours or something.
Yeah,
their Black Friday deals.
Well, I think they're trying to keep it so people don't run over each other and kill each other in their stores.
It's not going to help. It happens every year.
No, it does. It does happen.
It's a
1 hour
because it's not Walmart's fault.
Oh, is it only 1 hour guarantee? I thought it was longer than 1 hour.
1 hour guarantee.
Jeez.
Yep.
Wow.
But they do have a sweet Halo bundle.
I noticed a really good deal at Best Buy. Best Buy is offering a 50-inch 1080p television for like $199.
It is $199.
Yeah, but what brand
Panasonic.
Is it?
It's Panasonic.
Oh, it's Panasonic?
Yeah, but it's 60 hertz. It's 60 hertz. Yeah. But if you just need a big TV, you know.
I got two big TVs.
I'm kind of thinking about putting one in here. I don't
Walmart
know.
Has a 50-inch. Oh, Walmart has a 50-inch, probably a brand you've never heard of, 1080p.
Probably an Emerson.
For $218.
What brand 60. Is it?
A 50, I'm sorry, 50-inch. They don't tell you the brand.
It's usually an Emerson is what they have for their Black Friday sales or Emerson.
There was no brand name
They
listed.
Last about 6 months.
I'd rather go to the Panasonic for $200. Yeah.
Well, I know Best Buy has a 55 or a 60-inch for $499 that's 1080p and 120 hertz. It's a pretty good price for a TV that size.
But, I mean, if you're going to get a big TV, I'd save up and do ultra high def if I was you.
Well, I don't know. Like, if you are really, like right now, if you're really going for a humongous TV, it's well worth the investment, I think, to go 4K. Right. If you've ever seen a 4K TV,
beautiful.
It's gorgeous. The
I
first
think
time
I've ever seen a 4K.
Oh man, you'd know if you had.
If you go down to Tupelo any over the holiday season, go into the Best Buy, they have a 4K setup.
Yeah, it's
and it is amazing.
I'm actually not a proponent of 4K because of it gets that effect of where things look too real and just messes with my brain.
That has a lot to do with the refresh rate. You can adjust that.
You can adjust that.
Make it look more natural.
I've just never seen a 4K that really like, oh, that's nice. It's always looks.
That the demo they run on that one at Best Buy is sweet.
I want one so bad. But like the 85-inch is $25,000 something. Yeah. it's a car.
But the affordable models are very nice.
Oh, yeah. They're like $3,000 for a 50-inch or something like that.
No. They're cheaper than that now.
Oh, they gone down?
It's like $19.99. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I know what I'm saving up for.
Oh yeah, exactly. When I the first one I saw was a 55-inch Samsung, I think, and it was like, do I pull out the credit card? Do I do it?
Does 4K like come in smaller sizes, like 32 or like 28-inch?
No, because there's no point in doing it because it's all about pixels. And I
like smaller TVs for
the
portability.
Now you can get a 40-inch 4K computer monitor and use that, I suppose.
I'm in the process of having shipped to me at work the new Apple iMac 5K Retina display screen.
Nice.
Oh, I'm so stoked. It looks amazing. Yeah, but like there's really no point in doing the whole smaller TV, because really on a certain level, like that size and the pixels, it doesn't really matter.
I mean, you'll see a lot of the 30-inch TVs that won't even have 1080p. They're just 720 because there's really no difference because of the size of the screen.
The one we have in our bedroom is a 38-inch TV, and it's a Best Buy brand, and I got it for $150, and I can't tell. Yeah. I mean, there's a certain point that you can't really tell.
I had the PlayStation TV for a while. It was like a 23-inch TV, and like I could clearly tell the difference between it and other small flat panels. It was 120 hertz, 1080p, though. It was gorgeous.
It was also a 3D television.
Yeah.
Some video game consoles that you might want to check out. Target has an Xbox One Assassin's Creed bundle for $349. That's not bad. $449 with the Kinect. That's a pretty good deal.
One says $329.
Oh, really?
The Xbox One 500 gig, Assassin's Creed Unity, and Black Flag.
Where's that at?
And a $50 Target gift card for $329.99.
Oh, okay. Well, that's a better deal.
That makes them sound competitive with the Walmart Xbox deal. So,
what is it?
The Walmart Xbox deal is an Xbox One 500 gigabyte with the Halo Master Chief Collection and a $30 Walmart gift card for $329.
Oh wow!
Yeah, there's a lot of bundles.
Is it going to be a bundle a year?
It is a bundle a year. PlayStation 4 has a Grand Theft Auto 5 and Last of Us.
That's what I was about to say.
500 gig for $399.
I was looking at the GameStop Black Friday deals. $399 for Grand Theft Auto 5 and The Last of Us and the PS4. That's a pretty sweet deal.
Well, yeah. Xbox helped themselves out by giving that $50 discount for like through the months of November and December.
Yeah, they did that last year too.
They're even cutting it like deeper for Black Friday, which is huge boon for them.
Well, they're going to have to because they're just not selling as many consoles.
James, you might be interested in some of their game deals that they have. You can pick up Duck Dynasty on your new Xbox One for $24.99, boy.
Duck Dynasty.
Hey, you want to go Black Friday shopping with me?
Oh, snap. I'll go with you, James.
I want to see if we would be the only ones there to buy Duck Dynasty.
Oh, in when this does it town, actually, you know that we wouldn't be.
I know.
When does it actually start? Like, is it actually on Friday?
No, probably
like
on
at
Thursday.
5 o'clock in the morning.
No,
it's gonna be at the end of the day on Thanksgiving.
Walmart's ad listed like three different sales at different times. Like there was one on Thursday, one on Friday, and one on Saturday.
Yeah,
but the good stuff's gonna be on,
well, they have
on
Friday. They have some pretty good deals. Well, so I would say some other deals are pretty good at GameStop this year. I don't know if I would venture out to pick up any of them, but that PlayStation one is a pretty good deal if you don't have a PS4.
Yeah. It's mainly the bundle, and you know they're going to have all kinds of reductions on games.
Yeah, I'm looking through all these games.
They'll probably do their buy two get one free.
Yeah, there'll be a buy two get one free on used games, I'm sure.
Yeah, they're knocking $10-$20 off a lot of these.
And that'll probably be all weekend, the buy two get one on used games.
So if you've just picked up a new system, it's worth venturing out over the next couple days after the holidays to pick one up.
I think it's a good time to get one.
Also, if you're in the if you're in need of a new car, Chevy is doing a pretty great Black Friday deal. So that's a thing.
I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, you can pretty much get anything great.
Oh, speaking, we were talking about wine earlier. Amazon is going to have like 60% off select wines.
Oh wow!
On Black Friday.
Too bad we can't buy wine online in Mississippi.
Yeah, I know.
But speaking of buying beverages online, they just got another stock of Surge in at Amazon.
It's the last one for the year.
Anybody want to go in with me?
And, how much is
it? It's $15.
I can't remember if I like Surge that much, but let's do it.
Yeah, we'll four way that.
Let's four way that bad boy.
I don't want any part of that. Surge is terrible.
I'm going to make you drink one.
All right,
I have drank one.
Everybody pitch in $5. We'll order some.
We don't need you, Matt.
I drank one in seventh grade, and I hated it, and I don't want one now.
Well, you've grown up, Matt.
He had one in seventh grade, and that did him for life. He was like, I hope they don't ever make this crap again.
Can you imagine if you would have done that with, like, pizza or hot dogs? Like, you know, pizza's bad. One pizza.
Oh, I don't eat hot dogs.
What if... you're un-American, sir.
I don't eat apple pie either.
Oh my God.
I don't blame you on that.
I do like baseball, though. So, I mean, I got one out of three.
Yeah. It doesn't matter. You don't eat hot dogs and apple pie.
Nope.
Are any of you guys in for any of these Black Friday deals?
Nope. I don't go into the store. I don't even go grocery shopping with my wife Black Friday until the first of the new year. I just don't step foot in the store anymore. I'm done with it.
It's disgusting. Yeah. I've worked in it. It's terrible.
Yeah, I worked with you in it. It's, you know. It's horrible.
But we'll talk about that next week for episode 140 of the Justice Geeks podcast. Yeah, we will. You can tell some of your
horror stories. Yeah,
exactly. It'll be a spooky episode. You know it. All right. now it's time to transition a little bit. Actually, I'll tell you what. If you're planning to gear up for Black Friday, let us know over at Justice Geeks. We want to hear what you're looking for, what you're going to get, and take some pictures. We'll be interested to see those.
We'll form a brigade
around you. We'll form a line. All right, Logan Barnes, you know what time it is.
I do.
I'm stoked. Woo! Sir, what is the Justice Geeks Game of the Week this week?
It's I want to not talk about it, but I want to talk about it at the same time.
Just give us a little tidbit, because you're going to do a review, right?
I'm doing a review on Far Cry 4 right now, and I've only put like 5 hours into the game, but it is incredibly
fun. That's all you got to say. What are you playing it on? PlayStation?
PS4. It is gorgeous. You can get these like keys to give to your friends to let them try the game out if they have a PS4.
I want to try the game.
Yeah, I'll give you guys some keys. Don't worry about it. Sorry, Matt. But yes,
but you can have a surge when we get those.
Yeah,
in.
You can have a surge. As long as I get a surge, I'm okay.
But no, Far Cry 4, absolutely amazing game.
Pick it up, right?
Really good.
This is not like a wait around. This is a go get it now.
Yeah, go get it today. It is worth $60.
Well, by the time you hear this, I will have purchased Smash Brothers for the Wii U. We're going to go in a little bit and get it.
Yeah, that sounds
8-player battles.
Did that come out already?
It's coming out tomorrow.
It's coming out today. This is Friday. Yeah.
I gotta go get that.
It's actually Friday.
Yeah,
We're from the future.
From the future. So, Far Cry 4, is it better than 3?
Yes, they've taken every... Well, I don't want to... I'm not going to be specific. I'm just going to say, if you liked Far Cry 3, you will love this game.
Wow.
If you liked it, you will love it. Yeah.
Okay. That's a glowing review, sir.
I saw that everything burns. Like, you can just burn
anything. Like, stuff catches fire very easily. It burns... A little not realistic, but I mean, it's fun still to throw Molotov into a group of enemies and
nice. All right,
ride an elephant.
I will be looking forward to checking out that review over at justicegeeks.com. Yeah,
I'm ordering right now. How many cases should we get?
Just get one.
Case? Just get the one case.
Okay, buying surge right now.
Yeah, right now.
He's surging it.
I'm buying it right now.
All right, we're gonna have some surge.
Nice.
It's going to be delicious. I can't wait.
God, I love Surge. I don't know if I told you.
I just tricked you guys into ordering me a case of Surge. Where do you keep the Surge around?
Bring on the Surge. It will be here on Tuesday. I will bring it to the next time we record.
I will bring my $5.
All right. That's going to be awesome.
I'm not giving you any money.
No, you're going to drink.
You're not going to get one.
Can we make a video of us force feeding Matt Surge?
Yes.
Yeah. I'm going to punch you in the face with a Surge with flavor.
I'll just drink one just to keep you from punching me in the face. God.
Drink it or you're going back in
the
basement.
I'll drink it. Just don't hit me.
God, I'll drink it.
They're not that bad.
It's something other than what drips.
Here's the thing. Like, I don't really remember how it tastes. I don't either. I remember the stories of people dying when they drank multiple 2 liters, which I don't know whether or not that's true, but
Mountain Dew has more caffeine than Surge.
These are 16-ounce cans.
There's
16 ounce cans.
Tall boys. Eat that, Mountain Dew. It's going to be great.
I just got my confirmation email. They are coming in the mail.
Nice. I love our impulse buys.
I'm
really excited about where this is going.
Yeah, it's going to be amazing. This is like the toned down geek version of the Hangover, I think.
Yeah. We're just going to drink a bunch of
caffeine. That's what it is. Episode 139, The Hangover. That's what we'll call it.
Surge hangover.
Yeah, that's the hangover.
Surge over.
All right. now it's
really, Matt?
Sergio.
No. Garcia.
Sergio over. Sergio over.
You look like you do that well.
I do.
That's what they all say. Oh, Matt, go first. What's your jam of the week this week?
My jam of the week is The Office. Been watching it almost every night this week, and it's one of my favorite shows. James mentioned it a couple episodes ago. He said you go through The Office like once a year.
Anyway, I go through it.
It's some of the best writing, and
I love the fact that the last thing Michael Scott says before he leaves, not counting the finale, but like the last thing that you see him say. Not audibly, but you see him say it is, that's what she said. Just like, it's perfect.
Yeah.
Interestingly enough,
he owns that.
Our friends Tim and Carson from the I Heard That Was Good podcast, our friend Tim, he did an interview with John Krasinski the night that The Office debuted.
Really?
And he has the that interview up over it. I heard that was good. So go check out that bonus shorty episode with John Krasinski.
Love John. Love John Krasinski.
He's awesome. I was really hoping to run into him when he was in Jackson Chan's movie, but didn't happen.
And I was worried about the show after Steve Carell left because it was
me too. But
it was his show. But it's still funny. There's a lot of great characters on there.
I wish I had, I'm going to go back and rewatch it because I appreciate Catherine Tate more now than I did when she was on. All right, James, what's your jam of the week?
My Xbox One.
What a good jam.
I'm digging it right now.
What are you playing?
You're digging Halo. You're digging it.
Playing Halo?
Yeah, I got the Master Chief Collection.
Which
You're digging it because of because of the voice control. That's why you're digging it.
Yeah, I do like I got the one with the Kinect, the Assassin's Creed bundle with Kinect. And, it comes with three games.
Do you use the Kinect for anything?
I do. Well, actually, my wife will use it more than I do. She likes Dance Central, and it came with the new Dance Central if you get the one with the Kinect.
We should all go to your house and play Dance Central.
Still...
Not now.
I mean, like, yeah.
But real soon.
I mean, I can just bring it over here. You got more room in your living room than I do.
That's true. We should do that.
I can just bring it here.
Central is awesome.
That would be absurdly fun to watch.
Yep.
Logan, what about you? Jam of the week.
Far Cry 4. I mean, I just got it 2 days ago, but I'm jamming on it all the time. When I have free time, I may skip the Smash Bros.
You
to go play it.
Seriously, you look like you're tweaking because you haven't played it in a while. You're like, oh my god, it's Far Cry 4.
It's really good. I'm just excited to get back to it. Like, for real.
Oh, so you didn't want to come hang out with us? You want to play?
No,
Far Cry?
I really wanted to play. I almost called into work sick yesterday to play Far Cry 4.
Totally
like this close.
I wish I could do something like that.
You can't.
No,
can't do it.
My jam of the week is the Serial podcast. It's real good. I've said it a bunch. Serial podcast.
I've heard so much about it the past couple of days.
Well,
what is it?
I eat cereal.
I can't. You just have to go to serialpodcast.com. Basically, the entire podcast is about the events surrounding the death of a girl in 1999. For the first time in a very long time, I kind of got shot down for an interview with the lady who is the host of Serial today. Crushed my heart. Aww. So if any of you out there know Sarah Kenning, hey, I can say your name correctly and would like to talk with you via email or do a Justice Geeks interview about Serial, because seriously, like, this is one of the best things I've ever heard in my life.
True, it was in 99.
Yeah, like, it's the story about what happened to this kid who was accused of murdering his ex-girlfriend. You have to start from the beginning and listen to every episode. And now's a great time to catch up, too, because they're going on Thanksgiving hiatus. They release every Thursday, but they're not releasing one next week because it's Thanksgiving. So episodes 1 through 9 is out. You can find it on iTunes or serialpodcast.com.
Very cool.
Yeah, you should definitely listen.
I don't know. It sounds like a lot of work.
Is it Serial as in S-E-R?
Yes, like Serial Killer, dummy. Not like cereal that's tasty.
I like tricks.
I'm sure we should start a cereal podcast.
Yeah. Like Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
I don't know if there's,
like,
I would have to be Cinnamon Toast Crunch. It's my favorite.
Do we mysteriously talk about a cereal for 12 weeks and then tell you what it was at the end?
No, but
that would be awesome.
A lot of people are like, I think Sarah Canning's actually the murderer here. Anyway, James, what's your app of the week, since you don't have one?
What do you mean, since I don't
have
one?
Oh, no, you do have one.
He's the only one that does have one.
That's right.
I like
my brain misremembered.
Xbox One Smart Glass app.
Yes, how's that working?
Hi, it's working.
How's that working for you?
It works. It's working. Amazingly, it just works.
What does it do?
You can control your Xbox with it.
Oh, cool.
And there's like different, you can, I don't know, just if you got an Xbox, get the Smart Glass. It's the smart thing to do.
Oh, I see what you did there.
Very nice.
I did. Yeah. Logan, what about you?
I got this trumpet that's playing right now.
No app of the week?
No, I still have to get a new phone, man.
You can download
phone.
Apps on your phone.
Yeah, but like really old, bad apps.
Nothing good.
What app do you use the most on your phone? That's a real
phone
app.
Facebook, because I've been talking with people.
No, not Facebook. Come on, man. We got to get you a real...
Okay, I use on my iPad, my iPad 1. It's still really bad, so I can't download new stuff on it. I use a, like, painting drawing app and I finger paint like stupid pictures.
We should sell them online.
No.
Yeah, we should.
Do you have a lot of them saved?
Some, yeah.
We're gonna need to see them. I need them for banner artwork.
We're gonna need to put those on the website.
Okay, I can do some finger paint banner artwork.
Yeah,
I can totally do that.
Nice.
Okay. There you go. Okay, it's fun.
Like one piece I have is we were stuck in the basement at school, and there's a tornado, and I just had my iPad. I was in the dorms, and I drew a hand turkey, and then I like put scars on it and gave it pills. It was like a veteran hand turkey that had been through terrible wars. I'm like a really deep artist,
guys. What goes through your mind?
Do you draw stick figures, too?
No, actually, I try to avoid stick figures.
Logan, is this what goes through your mind?
Silence.
Sorry. No.
What were you trying to do there?
Yeah, just pause. Just... my app of the week. What is my app of the week? My app of the week is Monster Dash. Basically, if Half Brick Studios makes a game, I'm going to buy that game and play it pretty much nonstop. So you should definitely check it out. It's like a continual running game, like a lot of their stuff. Very good stuff.
Jetpack Joyride.
It's very akin to Jetpack Joyride. There's even a jetpack in it.
Awesome.
But not full time, so.
Meow, meow.
You know you're going long when the natives come out for app of the week.
Yep.
It's fun.
Digging on those cheese sticks.
I don't have an app of the week, but the Pitch Perfect 2 trailer came out today. I don't know if you guys are fans of that already.
Anna Kendrick.
It looks pretty funny.
Make sure we go. When I'm gone. If I had that, I would just play.
It's a funny movie.
She's pretty good. She's going to be in Into the Woods.
Really?
I think Elizabeth Banks. Is she directing
Pitch
Perfect 2?
She's directing this
2?
One. She produced and co-starred in the first one. She will be directing this one.
Very nice.
And I'm pretty sure
she's hilarious.
Like they got the same writer from the first one to come back, so it should be just as good.
Really? Okay. Well, that's interesting.
Have you seen it?
Pitch Perfect? No, I'm not seeing it. I don't understand why.
Wait,
James has seen it.
You've not seen Pitch Perfect?
It's a legitimately funny movie.
It's one of the funniest movies I saw. Like what? 2 years ago when it came out?
Uh huh.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. But yeah, it's really funny.
I was really impressed with it. I didn't think it was going to be very good at all. And for work, I watched it and I laughed hysterically.
Okay. Yeah, I was really about to look up the cast for it, but I forgot I slid my phone across the room at the start of the podcast.
Yeah.
Do you want to know the cast? Do you want me to just...
Yeah, because there's someone in there that I think I really hate, and that's why I didn't see the movie.
Anna Camp?
No.
Brittany Snow, Rebel Wilson.
Rebel Wilson.
Rebel Wilson is in that movie.
That's her.
You don't like Rebel Wilson?
I can't stand her.
Well,
she's just really annoying to me, like her personality. Period.
Well, it was still a funny movie.
Huh. I'm not saying it. But we did listen to the Cup song every day on repeat in my car for a long time. So, anywho, well, gentlemen, that'll about do it for episode 139 of the Justice Geeks podcast. Thanks for coming hanging out. It's been good. We look forward.
Real good.
Thanks for coming. You say that like we can leave the basement at will.
I'm not talking to you, I'm talking to the people.
Oh.
And happy Thanksgiving, folks.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
We'll catch you on the flip side on Black Friday next week.
Enjoy your time with your family.
It won't be at 5 a.m. Maybe we should launch the podcast at like 5 a.m. next week.
Can we record it at 5 a.m.?
Matt's not going to be here for that one.
What?
Matt's not going to be here.
We're just
going to
launch it. We're not going to record it.
We're going to record it days ahead of time.
We're recording it on Tuesday.
I thought we were doing a live show at 5 a.m.
No. We could do that. We could like go like podcast at Walmart while people are mauling each other.
That's the worst idea.
Ever. We should launch it at like 4 a.m. just with the tagline that you can use it to listen to while you're waiting in line.
Yeah. Oh, well, we should do it.
That's a good idea.
We should do it at 12:01 then, so they could use it.
12:01.
We should launch it 12:01 Black Friday
so they
can listen to it while they're standing in line waiting.
Great idea.
We'll make it super long, too.
Just let us tell you what to buy and make you laugh while you stand in line and deal with people that are... It's crazy.
Can we just go ahead and officially say that it'll be out then, 12:01?
Yeah, it will be.
Okay.
Can we make it super long?
Yeah, we'll make
like
it a long
more
one.
Than an hour?
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
it's going to be a long, hard one. I'm telling you right now.
Oh,
it
man.
Won't be yours.
We're going to be...
it'll be ours.
We're going to be all hopped up on surge when we record it.
So excited. You have no idea how stoked I am.
The best episode ever.
A surge of Black Friday stories.
Oh, my God. Woo. Oh, I'm
looking
so
forward to it.
Speaking of weird, crazy colas, Logan's been drinking this horrible new Mountain Dew that's out.
Dorito?
No, not Dorito. Oh. No, it's Doritos, not Dorito.
Doritos. I've been the new Game Fuel that they did for Call of Duty, the yellow one, the lemonade one. I call it Mountain Dew Lightning because it tastes exactly like old Amp Lightning, and it's fantastic. I scared a lady at a gas station by buying all 8 bottles that they had on the shelf at one time because it's limited edition.
Wow.
So, yeah, I bought 14 bottles over the weekend.
That How many do you have left?
I have 6.
Wow.
I haven't liked any alternate flavor of Mountain Dew. I love Mountain Dew. I hate every other flavor they've ever put
Voltage?
Out for it.
Voltage is delicious.
Except for the Batman flavor.
Wait, there was a Batman flavor?
The pitch black?
It was like, it was dark. It was like a...
Oh, the Gotham City Berry one. Yeah, it was like weird dark blue.
Yeah, but it tasted like sweat and justice to me.
Sweat and justice.
It was real.
I love me some sweat and justice. It was real syrupy.
It was real syrupy.
It was good, though.
Yeah, I'm like you, Matt. I had the original.
Everybody went crazy over Code Red. I hated Code Red.
I like Code Red every now and then.
I don't even like Baja Fresh. I think it's nasty.
Baja Blast.
Baja Blast.
Oh, no.
Excuse me. Baja Fresh is a really good restaurant. Baja Blast is that stuff you get at
It's
Taco
a really
Bell.
Great Mountain Dew.
No. It's amazing. Terrible. There's terrible. Nothing great about it. It's awful.
Agree to disagree.
No, we'll just
you're
disagree.
Wrong.
No.
You're wrong.
Hey, guys.
We'll agree that you're wrong.
No. I'm sorry to interrupt you. I'm going to let you finish. But Pitch Black is the greatest Mountain Dew that's
ever
been released.
Are you talking about the Vin Diesel movie?
No, Pitch Black, the Mountain Dew.
Your eyes go all grayed out pitch and you can't black. See. You just pour it all over yourself.
It was like, a limited release in 2004, and it was great flavored Mountain Dew. It was the best.
Pitch Black.
Yeah, it was delicious. You probably would like
Wouldn't
it.
Wouldn't that just be Pitch Purple?
No.
Yeah, was it purple?
No, it was black in its bottle.
It was blackishly black supermal.
I don't want to drink that. Yeah,
it was very, very dark purple.
I wonder if it would go well with the black burger from Japan.
I really
want to try that.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
I read a BuzzFeed article the other day about it, and it was like everything just tastes like squid ink.
That's what they used to color it.
Yeah, they said the Burger King one was worse. Yeah. I'm sure.
Do you remember when Japan had the Windows 7 Whopper that was a 7 patty Whopper? Yeah.
Spooky burgers.
What?
Yep. 7 patties. Look That's it up. Crazy. Look the thing up.
I'm
it's
not
ridiculous.
Looking it up. It's gross.
Yeah, you can't make me do it.
Say goodnight, everybody.
Goodnight, everybody.
Happy Thanksgiving. You don't get to say it.